Well, the new mandatory hotel quarantine system got off to a difficult start this weekend. Just hours after it began operating, there were complaints among some of the first arrivals about conditions in particular for families. And on the second day, three people left the Crown Plaza Hotel in Santry in North Dublin. Two of those people have since returned to the facility and a Garda search for the other person is ongoing. Antoinette Cunningham is the General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors and she's on the line. Good morning, Antoinette.
Good morning.
Antoinette, will you start by explaining what role Gardaí have in the mandatory hotel quarantine system and how that had to come into effect on Saturday when people started to leave the facility?
Well, I suppose the Gardaí have a big part to play in the mandatory hotel quarantining by virtue of the powers vested in them in the Health Act 2021, which of course requires the Gardaí, if a problem occurs, to attend at the scene of where mandatory hotel quarantine is taking place or at an airport or port where persons are entering into the country and make sure that the regulations contained in the Health Act 2021 are fully complied with.
And do we know if the Gardaí in this case had to enforce the return of these individuals or were they just encouraged to go back?
Yeah, well, I think that's operational. And, you know, we have to be sensitive to matters that can still be ongoing. As you know, there's still a person that has not returned to the hotel where the quarantining is taking place. So I think operationally it would be still quite a sensitive issue. And I don't think it would be fair to get into the commentary of the specific case, but just to talk about the rules generally.
The Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, said yesterday the government want these facilities to be more like a hotel stay than a military camp. But does that make the Garda role a little bit more challenging?
Yeah, well, I did listen to the comments of Minister Coveney, you know, and of course they are a hotel. But unfortunately, when somebody tries to leave, then it is mandatory hotel quarantine in, and so they're not allowed to leave when they're undergoing mandatory hotel quarantining. So, of course, the issue will arise when they do leave or try to leave, and then it isn't a hotel at that point, but it is a place where they have to be returned to. And if they don't return there, they commit an offence. So, of course, the stay should endeavour to be as pleasant as possible while operating within the confines of the restrictions contained in the Health Act. But unfortunately, when something goes wrong, then the Gardaí are called and there is legislation and there are powers that have to be invoked and enforced.
And you're concerned about Gardaí policing these facilities without vaccines?
Of course, yeah. Well, we've been led to believe that the private security company, the hotel staff and the members of the Defence Forces who are carrying out the role as liaison officers at these hotels have been vaccinated or are in the process of it. And our members have not been vaccinated. And you can appreciate, and I think it is unfair of Minister Donnelly to expect Gardaí to deal with issues in relation to mandatory hotel quarantine, issues which could take a number of hours, and then go back out to our normal duties in communities, whether that's delivering groceries to elderly people, attending at a traffic accident, and going to a sudden death, dealing with a house party. You're going from one very high risk environment back out into the community. There is, of course, a huge risk to the members of An Garda Síochána that are attending this high risk environment. And so we absolutely believe that they should be vaccinated.
And finally, Antoinette, can I ask you, there's been suggestions over the weekend that the 5 kilometre limit will soon be lifted. Is that going to make it more difficult for Gardaí to enforce the public health measures?
Yeah, well, we've consistently said, you know, that in relation to the regulations, that the policing of COVID is not actually becoming any easier. It's becoming more difficult, more challenging, and certainly in cases like hotel quarantining where there's high risk, certainly more dangerous. I think the government have to give serious consideration to the vaccination of Gardaí. Our role, you know, in relation to policing the pandemic really is becoming very, very much more challenging. And I think any easing of restrictions is going to cause the public to feel that there's a little bit more freedom, and certainly that's going to make our job more challenging.
Okay, Antoinette Cunningham, General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, thank you.